The U.S. government relies heavily on private contractors and nonprofit relief organizations for much of the reconstruction work that's needed in Iraq. American officials are worried that this week's attack on the International Committee of the Red Cross in Baghdad may give American aid workers and private contractors second thoughts about operating in Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Sandra Mitchell of the International Rescue Committee says her nonprofit humanitarian group has already changed the way it works in Iraq by moving out of Baghdad and keeping a low profile elsewhere in the country. Mitchell described this week's suicide bombing of the International Committee of the Red Cross as a direct assault on humanitarian principles and a threat to reconstruction work.
You can continue to provide humanitarian assistance at a very basic level in this type of a terrorist activity environment, but to make that leap to sustainable development, long-term reconstruction, it's just not going to be possible to get those types of programs off the ground.
Privately, some American for-profit contractors have expressed similar safety concerns, saying they usually operate in countries where there's a peace agreement or the warring parties are well known. Publicly, the companies insist they're staying the course. Doug Brooks is president of the International Peace Operations Association, which represents for-profit military contractors. He says these companies have different reasons for being in Iraq than the nonprofit NGOs. Some are providing logistical support for U.S. troops or training Iraqi police.
They know what they're getting into. There was sort of predictions that these companies would all run away when the shooting started, but in fact, most of these companies use former military people. They know the risk they're getting into. The pay is much better than an NGO would offer. It's the choice they have.
Brooks hasn't heard of any for-profit company that plans to leave, but he is hearing serious concerns about the security environment, which is riskier than other recent conflict zones.
For the contractors, it's much more dangerous than the Balkans, no question. Probably in Somalia might be the closest comparison. But even in Somalia, I don't think the contractors ever got attacked like they are in Iraq.
Halliburton, an oil services company, which is the biggest U.S. government contractor in Iraq, said in a statement that three of its employees have been killed in Iraq so far and security remains a priority. The San Francisco-based engineering company Bechtel said it's reassessing its security every day. As contractors and aid workers reassess the security situation in Iraq, Secretary of State Colin Powell admits he's worried.
Yes, it's of concern to us, and we hope that contractors, NGOs, and the ICRC and the UN will make a considered assessment of their security situation and hope they can find it appropriate to stay. They are needed, and if they are driven out, then the terrorists win.
That argument, repeated again by President Bush today, did not sway Mary McClimont of Interaction, which represents most of the U.S. relief groups operating in Iraq.
I'm not sure that's a particularly helpful comment. This is an extremely difficult security environment, and clearly everyone, the humanitarians, are committed to helping the Iraqi people. But at the end of the day, they each have to assess how it affects their own security in the country.
Relief groups have tried to keep their distance from U.S. occupation authorities, but still have become targets in Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.